Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And we are joined today by Meredazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. The skunks are gone from under the house. The sun is out currently. Life is good. How about yourself?
Excellent. I'm doing good. I tell you what, the recent weather we've been having has given me an absolute rough case of spring fever.
Oh, spring fever, that's for sure. And this is the time when you think, I'd really love to go for a walk or at least get outside without 16 layers of coats and everything. And you tell me that you're kind of, you know, along with the springtime weather, you've got something else that's coming back.
Yes, we do. So we are super excited through the Meredazine District to bring back a program that we've not done for several years, and that is our Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program. And when we have the spring fever coming up, we think about getting outside. We think about, oh, it's great to be out. Maybe we can go for our walks like we used to before it got all cold and nasty outside. Lots of times in the spring, our brains will kind of be thinking more about being physically active. And Stay Strong, Stay Healthy is a great program to pair with something like a daily walk that you might take. So when we look at our daily walks, we think of that activity as being more of an aerobic activity, but something else that we need to also focus on is strength training. And that is exactly what Stay Strong, Stay Healthy focuses on. So it's a strength training program that is designed for older adults. This fits right up there with our other program that we've been teaching called A Matter of Balance. Both programs are excellent for not only strengthening our bodies, but for the fall prevention efforts that we do as well. So Stay Strong, Stay Healthy, it's actually an 8-week program that meets twice a week. We host exercise classes, and each time we have the class, they last for 1 hour each. Now, it's important for us to do strength training for our body because it has lots of benefits that aerobic walk that we take doesn't have. So it's obviously going to increase our muscle strength. It's going to improve our balance, which is what helps us with fall prevention. And then it's got some other great benefits. It's going to help with our flexibility. It's going to help strengthen our bones. Getting up and moving, as I have mentioned before, actually helps our arthritis. It doesn't aggravate it, but it actually relieves some of the symptoms associated with arthritis. And it can help us reduce our risk of heart disease. And then also, believe it or not, exercise has been known to release those endorphins, which might lift depression that we might be experiencing, especially, you know, lots of times we might have that happen during the cold and winter months when we're shut inside more. And exercise also helps us to reduce stress. And then ultimately, another benefit of being up and moving and exercising is to help us control our weight. So there are multiple benefits to participating in a strength training program. So how does the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program work? Well, our goal is to improve our overall health and quality of life. So throughout the classes, we have three different parts. We start by doing just some simple warm-up exercises, and then we do 8 strengthening exercises. We start out doing the exercises without weights. But then as we progress through those 16 classes, we encourage individuals to add weights. We can add hand weights and ankle weights. So if you're comfortable just adding the hand and not the ankle or vice versa, or you want to add both, the program is very individualized to help meet folks where they are at in their current level of physical activity and then encourage that physical activity to improve over time. And then we finish up the class with some cool-down stretches. So over the course of the program, we're going to learn exercises that you'll be able to go home and continue on with the exercises in your home well beyond the end of the 16 classes that we complete. So after these 8 weeks are over for the total program, you can continue to do this in the comfort of your home. And Stay Strong, Stay Healthy is it's very simple exercises. They're not complicated exercises whatsoever. The bulk of the exercises are done either sitting in a chair or standing with the support of a chair. You can use the chair for support as you get more comfortable and get more of your balance when we're doing the exercises standing up. You do not have to necessarily rely on the support of the chair, but they're done in a very safe environment, and it is a very simple program, like I mentioned, to be able to continue down the road once we're done with our sessions. We're excited to be partnering with the Lewisburg United Methodist Church to provide this program, and we are going to meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays starting on March 26th for 8 weeks. So the series will end on May 16th, and that's meeting 2 days a week. Class will take place from 10 in the morning until 11 in the morning. Our first session and our last session actually will be a little bit longer, because another benefit of the program is we do what's called a pre-fitness kind of determination or assessment. And at the beginning of the class, we look at several different indicators to see where you're currently at. And then at the end of the series, we do a post-fitness assessment. And based on that post-fitness assessment, you'll be able to see how you improved and in what areas, just as a result of participating in the 16 individual classes. So it's a great way to get started and get comfortable with doing some sort of strength training. Registration deadline is March 21st. This class does have a fee associated with it. It's $20 for the entire series. So if you break that down into the 16 classes over the 8-week period, it comes down to $1.25 per class. So very affordable. If for some reason you cannot afford the registration fee, feel free to talk to us about a scholarship. And to call to register, folks can give us a call at 913-294-4306. As I mentioned, registration deadline is March 21st, and the classes will start the following week on March 26th. So we encourage folks to look at strength training specifically geared for age 50 and older, but definitely if you've not been someone who's been physically active and you think this would help, give us a call, ask for me, and I'll be more than happy to talk with you and see how the class can help.
You'd be pretty hard-pressed to find a better return on a $1.25 investment like that.
Exactly. That's one of the things that we really like about the class. Normally, we don't have a lot of class fees associated with our programs, but there is equipment that we have to purchase, and this is a program that we do in partnership with the University of Missouri, so we do have some licensing fees that we do have to pay to be able to provide the program to our communities. So $1.25 per session for 16 sessions, you really cannot beat that $20. Great return on your investment. And just what we've seen in the past over how much folks have improved through those number of classes, definitely, like you said, a very good return on investment.
And what you learn, you get to keep and take it home with you. Talk about a little bit going a long way.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy, for that. And one more time, the phone number so folks can register for this.
Sure. It's area code 913-294-4306. And the class is going to be hosted at the Lewisburg United Methodist Church.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to hearing about the turnout for this, because this sounds like an excellent program. I'm glad to see it coming back.
We are too.
Okay, well, thanks again, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Wonderful, thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.